This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm Jeff Phelps, my buddy Dan Menigan, in for Andy today. And we've had a very interesting show at the 11 o'clock hour. Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, basically said when the Browns bench Deshaun Watson. Whether I agree with that or not, I'm not sure. I don't think they will. I don't think that's going to happen. But we're only five games into the season. Let's stay tuned. Mike Silver gave us an entirely different quarterback perspective based on Kyle Shanahan and what he had here. In talking about his new book, The Why Is Everything. So that's interesting. And now we bring in, and after hearing from the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, talking about the offense that's not producing points, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 13 points in five games this year. Now we're going to hear from a Hall of Fame quarterback who had some thoughts on Deshaun Watson.
Yes, he did. And so Kevin Clark's show on ESPN2,
Mr. Kurt Warner.
Yeah, he had Kurt Warner on. I was trying to find what the name of the show was because I had it in front of me and lost it. This is Football is what the show is called on ESPN. This is what happens when you have 18 tabs open.
See?
All right, so this is Football is the name of his show on ESPN. It's a really good watch. Every so often, Kevin Clark has been on the show a couple of times, does a really nice job covering the NFL for ESPN, The Ringer before that, The Wall Street Journal before that. Kurt Warner was on there. We all know Kurt Warner all too well. Had this to say when it came to Deshaun Watson.
And if I was running the Browns, I would make a change at the quarterback position. And I understand all the, you know, developments there and the money that you owe Deshaun Watson and what you gave up for him. You just can't win with him right now. And I hate saying that, but it's just the fact is that he's not playing very good football. He's not seeing what's going on. You know, he can be looking right at it. I did a breakdown after week one. And I mean, and I pulled 20 plays and I could have pulled another 10 plays. So you're talking, you know, 25, 30 plays in a game where I just can't make sense of what he's doing. And, you know, he'll be looking right at this first read and not throwing it. And the guy's open.
This is Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback. And of course, he had his heyday with our buddy Mike Martz and the Rams, and then kind of took a step back in his career, back up in New York for a while. Eli Manning was there.
Yeah, where his career cratered a bit.
Exactly. And then went to Arizona and was Kurt Warner again and is in the Hall of Fame. And when I hear a guy like Kurt Warner, who, by the way, I think is an outstanding broadcaster. I think he does a great job.
He does a great job in those Westwood One games. You're right.
To hear him say that sheds an entirely different light on it to me. If a guy who knows the game like Kurt Warner knows the game watches the tape of Deshaun Watson and thinks it's on Deshaun more so than the offense, which is what that sounds like, that's not good.
This is starting to come from a lot of different places. It is no longer we're living in the world of, oh, that's so-and-so, but he hates Watson for this reason, or that's so-and-so, he hates the Browns for this reason or another reason.
It's coming from football people who are just looking at it from a football standpoint.
It's coming from a lot of directions.
Yep.
Of mass concern when it comes to the Browns offense and the Browns quarterback. And Kurt Warner goes on and explains further.
A couple weeks ago, just hearing him in this press conference, they ran what I call a combo concept. It's just a slant and a flat. You know, a combination that, you know, I teach my high school quarterbacks when I was playing. A combination that I've run a trillion times in my life. And he's sitting on the podium saying that the coaches told him that the flat part of that concept was a decoy and that he was just supposed to throw the slant. Now, if that's true, you know, that's a whole nother conversation if we're telling him that. Sure. But even if you're telling him that, I would never do that. Like, even if somebody told me to do that, I'm like, coach, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm going to read the defender out there, and if he covers the flat, I'll throw the slant. If he covers the slant, I'm throwing the flat. Like, but to hear him say that on the most basic concept, that's not even an option for me. If I look over here, I have to throw the slant because that's what I'm told to do. You can't play the position. So there's just so many things that I'm seeing that make me say, what is going on? Like, I don't know. I don't know who he is right now. I don't know how good he can be as a quarterback.
Okay. Again, that's a guy who's in the Hall of Fame for his play at quarterback and who's a terrific broadcaster, Kurt Warner.
This was my problem that I had when that answer was even given on the podium of Deshaun Watson. When he goes, well, that guy who was open, you know, he was a decoy. You guys aren't in those rooms. You don't know what we're talking about. You're just, you know, you don't know what the play call is.
The minute that they say that guy was open, isn't it end of conversation?
Yes.
Get him the ball?
Yes. Yeah. That was my problem with it from Jump Street. It's not, you don't need to be a football expert. In the same way that no coach is ever going to yell at a player for throwing a bounce pass to a guy who's wide open under the bucket, even if the play called for you to throw the pass to the wing or to the corner. Like, if you throw the ball to the guy who's open, whether he's supposed to be a decoy or not a decoy,
can't go wrong there.
There's no wrong answer. You're not going to get yelled at. You're not going to get pulled into the office. You're not going to get the John Gruden, what are we doing here? Like, you're not going to get this. He was open. He would have scored a first down, if not longer. This is the problem that always sits with all of this stuff. And you got Kurt Warner saying the same thing of like, throw it. Even if you're taught differently, he's open. Even if you're not supposed to throw the bounce pass into the key to the big man in the standing right on the block wide open, you throw the bounce pass. Why? He's open. It makes my head spin on a chunk of that stuff. And I know I'm not the go-to numero uno when it comes to football film and play calling.
I don't think you're numero 4-0.
No, God, I'm like numero negative 12-0. Like, but
however, when a man is open, you're allowed to throw him the football. And, you know, it's easy for us to sit here and say it. It's another thing for Kurt Warner to sit here and say it. I'm just saying, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, he goes a little bit further and kind of wraps everything up in a nice bow. And again, this is audio courtesy of ESPN. Kevin Clark's show that you can catch on ESPN2. Pretty good watch. Kevin Clark has good stuff. The show's called This Is Football. Again, audio courtesy of ESPN.
This Cleveland Browns team is not nearly as bad as they're playing right now. They've got a defense that can win, and they're not going to win with quarterback play like this. And it's been consistently like this for a long time. You know, we've seen glimpses since he's come to Cleveland, but we haven't seen a lot of them. So it's been this way for a long time. And I don't know what we're expecting at this point. And I just know that they're not going to win football games, you know, consistently with this kind of quarterback play. And I would think you just have to make a move even if it's to allow him to step back, get away from all the pressure and get away from the contract and all the stuff that's going on in his life over the last couple of years and see if you can salvage his career. But right now, it's just really, really bad football.
Wow. Those are really harsh comments by Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback. I would think, Dan, if there is any possibility of actually benching Deshaun and doing what Kurt just said, letting him take a step back and try to, and it was interesting to hear Kurt say salvage his career. Let's be honest, that's where this is. I really think, you know, if he doesn't play and the offense doesn't, you know, the whole thing tied together, if it doesn't click, I've said all along, I think they'll try to move on after this year. I don't think financially that's a real doable thing unless they do some incredible juggling and figure out a way to do it. I mean, that you're reaching the point where decisions are going to have to be made, big, big decisions that could cost the ownership millions of dollars and could limit the ability of the front office to improve this team moving forward. I don't know how you do it. I'm no cap guy. I'm no money guy when it comes to this. I have no idea. All I know is what I see, what you see, what Kurt Warner sees, what a lot of people are seeing. The offense isn't working, and the quarterback's not helping out a whole lot.
So the best, again, not a cap guy either. In fact, I don't even know what the hell I am anymore.
We never have, so it's okay.
That's true. The highlight of knowing nothing is that you can find yourself in various places of nothingness.
Sure.
It really is a true ethos. The way I could put the Watson thing is you're stuck with him, okay? You need his contract and lever pulling of taking that guaranteed money and moving it to years past and kind of kicking that can down the road to keep the core of your team together. So as much as he stinks, you come to him because you need the money that he represents. This is the hole that the Browns have dug themselves into. Is that the thing that is causing, well, okay, one of the things that is causing a problem is also one of the things that's keeping this team afloat. So if you want to get rid of him, you kind of have to get rid of everything. It's almost like a found, you know what? The best way I could put it, Jeff, It's almost like the stadium. The problem with the stadium is the foundation of the stadium. And that's where the money that needs to renovate it is going. So the thing is you can either figure out how to rebuild that foundation and spend the money to rebuild that foundation, which you need to keep the stadium up and running. Or you have to tear it down to not throw that money into the foundation any longer. That's kind of the best way to describe the Deshaun Watson situation.
All right. Well, we'll see. Philadelphia on Sunday. Browns win. Okay. There's life. They don't win. They're 1-5. And sorry, I can't imagine a team coming back from 1-5 and having a successful season. And maybe if that happens, maybe that's when you say, okay, we're going to try and salvage this guy's career, sit down and watch for a while. We'll see. In the meantime, our baseball team has to win tonight or the season's over. Next on Baskin and Phelps. That's Dan Menigan. I'm Jeff Phelps. We've solved the problems of the Browns offense, so I'm glad everybody enjoyed that so much.
What we do.
We've heard from Ken Dorsey today, the offensive coordinator. We got Mike Silver's input. He just talked to Kyle Shanahan, did a whole book. They know each other. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, chimed in. Nick Costo said when they benched Deshaun Watson, man, we've had opinions all over the place today. So go back and listen to all of that stuff. You can do that on the Odyssey app or 92.3thefan.com. The most urgent, pressing thing right now, it's game four. It's Guardians playing for their season. They lose tonight, done. It's over. Thus why I hate the five-game series and the expanded playoffs and blah, blah, blah. And I thought Chris Rose said it really well the other day when he said, of all the sports, the toughest one for the best team to win is baseball. And I thought, well, that's exactly right because of the nature of baseball and because of the way the playoffs are set up. That said, this is the way it is. You don't have a choice. This is what you have to do.
Can I throw you a hypothetical that was thrown at me?
By all means, yes.
Okay.
Go.
What if the team that gets the bye gets a win?
I've heard that before. I don't mind that. I don't mind that. It rewards the team that had the better regular season, which, by the way, is something.
Yes, it should mean something.
Yeah.
Because right now what we're watching, I mean, let's be real honest here. So the Dodgers are up right now. They had the bye. They're up in that series.
No, they're tied.
No, that series tied. I apologize. That series tied. My bad.
Yankees,
so that was tied.
Yankees are up on the Royals. They had the better record.
Right. Yanks are up on the Royals. The Guards are down, and the Phillies are out.
I mean, the Guardians won 92 games. The Tigers won 80.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Six. That should mean something, shouldn't
right.
it?
We play 162 games.
To find out who the best team is.
And I get it.
And the way baseball is played, anything can happen in one game, two games, three games, five games. That's not a bad... I don't mind that thought at all.
I don't mind it either. It makes me wonder if that's the direction they maybe should go when they talk about this again.
Because if you're talking about a five-game series, I mean, that narrows the... I mean, that really tightens it up even more, you know? Mm-hmm. So...
Now, TV might have an issue with that.
Oh, yeah.
TV ratings are up, so that's a positive right there. Fox is saying numbers are up. TBS saying numbers are up, so life is good. But, yeah, going to TV executives and go, hey, there's an outside shot that we might have less games, and see how well that goes over.
So let me – can I don't mean to not say anything here.
Of course.
Baseball's a really simple game.
You throw the ball.
You can do all
kinds.
You can strategize like crazy.
You catch the ball.
You could say that Stephen Vogt mismanaged the game yesterday if you want to. Bottom line is your guys did not hit and did not score and have not scored. If your pitcher doesn't get shelled and you score some runs, you win baseball games. If your pitcher is lights out and your team scores one run, you win a baseball game. So I'd love to say that there's some magic formula for tonight, but there's not. The formula is this. Hey, Tanner Bibee, be pretty good, please.
Yeah.
And offense, could you please score four runs? Score four. Score three and give them a chance. You know, a pitcher who takes the mound and knows that he has to be perfect is sometimes prone to not pitching the way that he wants to pitch. You know what I mean? He's thinking, man,
that's
I can't.
Great way to put it.
I can't walk this guy. If I can't nibble here. I gotta throw a strike. Well, that strike might end up being a middle fastball that somebody just smashes over the fence. Where if he thought his team might score four runs in the game, or if he had a 2-0 lead, he's not throwing that pitch there. So score a couple of runs, take the heat off Bybee, let him be himself, and go. There's no magic formula, Dan. Get decent pitching and score some runs. Done.
Yeah. You got to hit. Somebody's got to hit. It's that simple. And is it? It might even just be as simple as, Jose Ramirez, you need to hit. You got to draw some walks, buddy.
Jose's not had a good series, but that doesn't mean he's slumped. It's been three games. That's
he's also a Hall of Famer. Like, so at
quite
that
possibly.
Point, it's... I'll go out and say it. He's a Hall of Famer. I think when it's said and done, he will be a Hall of Famer. And it'll be one of those where people around the country will go, Jose Ramirez a Hall of Famer? And then look at his number and go, holy crap. Yeah, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Why didn't we talk about him more? Like, it kind of feels like that'll be the Jose Ramirez career arc. So you need Josh Naylor to do a little bit better than what he's doing right now.
Well, can I throw this at you?
Please.
Josh is one of three Guardians who are hitting more than 200 in this series. That's it. There are only three guys who are hitting higher than 200. Stephen Kwan's having a great series. He's 455. He's 5 of 11. Brian Rocchio, the man that everybody talked about, oh my God, his offense, blah, blah, blah. But at least he has a good glove. He's hitting 333. He's the only guy on the team with more than one extra base hit in the postseason. The only one. He's got two doubles. He's 3 for 9. And Josh Naylor is hitting 273. Everybody else, well, David Fry's at 200. Everybody else is 182 or lower. Lane Thomas is 182. Jose, unfortunately, is 1 of 9. That's 111.
I know that's not how this team is built, but you've had one home run this series.
Yeah,
You've had one home run.
Well, and now, it came in the first inning.
You're also playing in a ball yard that's one of the hardest to hit a home run out of.
Yes. But boy, that center field, left field area, those gaps are just huge, man.
But
you can put condo developments out there in that outfield.
If you can get a Jose Ramirez hard hit ball into one of those gaps,
yeah.
Stephen Kwan
that's
hard
a,
hit ball into one of those gaps.
That's a triple.
That's a triple. That's the whole thing with this. Detroit has done such a good job with limiting the amount of hard contact the Guardians have had, and that has got to change. And I'm not saying the ball needs to perpetually clear the fence. I am not saying that we need a whole bunch of, to use your terminology, beer league softball players to show up. But boy, it would be nice if somebody could put a charge into a baseball.
In other words, big fat guys who can hit. I like big fat guys who can hit.
I mean, Matt Stairs made a hell of a career out of it.
Give me John Kruk every day of the week.
Dave Kingman smiling somewhere.
Downtown, he was long and lanky.
Good point. Cecil Fielder smiling
there
somewhere.
There you go. Downtown Tommy's with us. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Thank you. You guys do a great job. Your analysis, you know, I told you that. I know I've called before, but you guys talk more about baseball than some of these other stations. And I do listen to other stations at times because I drive for a living.
Of course.
But you guys talk more about baseball. And I just love it because I'm a baseball guy. But I have to ask you, so I know you guys just mentioned this, so you kind of took the thunder, but, you know, what do we got to do to win today? And, they're going to empty that bullpen early. You know what I mean? And
let me flip it, Tommy. Boy, it sure would be nice to see Tanner Bibee have it and go about six, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I tell you, I like him. He's a competitor. Now, I'm not saying that the other guys aren't competitors. Did you guys watch the game live yesterday?
Yes.
I did.
Did you see that shot where Ramirez was throwing stuff at Jose after that last at bat? I wish I saw more of that. You know what I mean? It's like you know how much these guys want to win. So you know they're just
maybe they're pressing, Tommy.
Well, and here's the other one, too.
I don't want to see guys throwing stuff. That means they weren't successful.
Well, here's the other one, too, Tommy. If I remember correctly, did Jose Ramirez do that after hitting a ball decently? Because they've ran into some bad luck. And I know that's what nobody wants to hear when it comes to baseball. But, boy, it plays into it. They've run into some bad luck where they've hit some hard balls and they've just been at people.
Yeah, and you know, you got to have luck on your side. We both know that. I will say this about some of the moves yesterday. If this ends today, like which we hope we don't, Voight's going to look back. He may have said some things in that press conference yesterday afterwards, but I think when he goes back and looks at it, he's going to think, you know, maybe rethink some things. But, you know, these players know the way that he's managing and he pulls people. you know, for the percentages. So I think the players do really do understand that. You know, the only change I would make, in my opinion, in baseball is Chris Rose is right. It's unfair for teams that the Guardians had have fought so hard this year to have a deep roster, round one, and to have a competitive roster and fight the injuries all year. You know, maybe you make it, we're in a five-game series where you get four home games. But I'd like to see, you know, why do we have all these days off? Why can't they make this a seven-game series, Jeff?
Well, they've decided not to, Tommy, and thank you for the phone call. And the reason why, what happens when you expand playoffs in any sport? More television product. What happens when you get more television product? More television revenue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally, and I know this will never happen, and I know I'm way off base on this. I want to see the two best teams. That's it. If I have to, I'll take the three division winners and one wild card, and I'll play 2 7-game series to get to the World Series. I do not need extra playoff teams in Major League Baseball. And I know I'm in a vast minority on that, and I know there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. They will not eliminate playoff teams.
Nope.
Because that eliminates television product, yep, which eliminates revenue.
More teams equals more volatility. More volatility equals more TV product. More TV product equals more interesting baseball. As much as we will sit here and I will yell and scream if the Dodgers get knocked out about how the best team in baseball got knocked out, it's reality.
I do enjoy playoff baseball. I mean, it's great fun. It's really cool. But at the same time, I think you almost have to realize, and Andy has made the joke before, oh, good, let's give them a trophy for having the best record in the regular season. That's your best team. That's your best team. Afterwards, it's a baseball tournament. And in baseball tournaments, anything can happen. And we've seen that. Well, look at the Phillies. That's a perfect example. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.